Now, let me begin with some words that come from a book, not written by myself, but by somebody else. And these are the words. Those who find ugly meanings in beautiful things are corrupt without being charming. This is a fault. Those who find beautiful meanings in beautiful things are the cultivated. For these, there is hope. They are the elect to whom beautiful things mean only beauty. There is no such thing as a moral or an immoral book. Books are well written or badly written, that is all. The moral life of man forms part of the subject matter of the artist, but the morality of art consists in the perfect use of an imperfect medium. No artist has ethical sympathies. An ethical sympathy in an artist is an unpardonable mannerism of style. Vice and virtue are to the artist materials for an art. And so on. You'll recognize these doubtful aphorisms as part of the preface to the picture of Dorian Gray. When I say doubtful, I suppose I'm subscribing to the hypocrisy of the period, which Oscar Wilde tried to define and which tried to kill him. The post-Pateran aesthetic still frightens us vicariously. Believe in art for art's sake and you will end up in Reading jail. The Philistine British public is still so scared of art that it sends its political representatives on holiday armed with detective stories. If we want to be strict about morality, the most immoral books ever written are those of the late Dame Agatha Christie, who kills people for sport. This is not the general view. I see that in my very title, like Wilde himself, I use terms which I'm normally too inept or usually too frightened to wish to define. I don't know what art is, often, and I'm usually uncertain about the meaning of immoral. I practice an art, though I have adversaries who deny this. My life is moral in that I've so far evaded prison in a democratic country. On the other hand, I've been engaged in the international sport of cheating the state of lawful revenues, traveled to second class in a first-class compartment, committed fornication, blasphemed, used obscenities, and been drunk. Above all, I have lied. Treat every man according to his desert, says Hamlet, and which was will escape whipping. When we all gleefully accept that we're immoral, evidently there's something wrong with the accepted view of morality. And of course, morality is whatever the community, abetted by the state, says that it is. It is contingent, expedient, and changes with the wind. During the Second World War, we saw how fickle were principles of right and wrong. It was right to eat bread in a time of moderate plenty, wrong to eat it during a shortage. It was right to kill Germans then, and now presumably it is, except on Italian holidays, reprehensible. It's clear to all of us that the principles of morality which custom, community, and the state enforce are no more than bows towards expediency. Things which were a dirty business during the war and for a rather more grueling 10 years after, exportation of currency, for example, dealing on the black market, that kind of thing, now seem quaintly laughable. There has to be a deeper morality that is impervious to the merely contingent. This may or may not coincide in certain areas with the state's version of behavior, but it carries a gravitas that looks beyond the merely expedient.